चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षिषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वामित्री भक्त्याविहीनाय पराधलक्ष्यै चेकाश्च कामान्वितरङ्गमाये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना विन्दे नमस्ते शरणारविन्द तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम शरणं यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायन विरहकार्तर्यजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमा
I was explaining that how Parikshit Maharaj left his whole kingdom, his wife, children and royal dresses even, and how he went to Ganges and left his food, water and everything. In the same moment, all the rishis, like Vyas, Narad, Kabihabi, Antariksha, Sanakshanandan, all assembled there. In the meantime, Sukhdev Goswami came. So he has a course that in 7 days you will die. On the 7th day, he was hearing. And Srimad Bhagavat was finished. 10th canto and 11th canto also. And Sukhdev Goswami told to Parikshit, "Now no fear of snake or anything. You have crossed all these things. So may I go?" He told them, "Yes, you can go." Parikshit Maharaj was satisfied and he. Sukhdev Goswami went from that place. His mother was also, Parikshit Maharaj's mother was hearing. And in the meantime, that snake in the shape of a very cruel black person, he was coming. And he saw that a rishi named Kashyap was coming with his bags. He asked Kashyap, "Where you are going?" He told, "I am going to the council of Parikshit Maharaj. I have heard that a snake will come and bite and he will die. I will use my this jadi booty medicines. And at once he will alive." He replied that, "You cannot do. Because I am Kal. I am myself, Mrityu, death. You cannot say. But I can say, I have power. Then let me examine. I am biting this very big tree, banyan tree. And it will burn into ashes. And then you can use your medicine and mantra. And if you can save this tree again in to be very
as before,
very green and everything, with fruits and leaves and everything, then I will think that, oh, you can save him. So let me do." And he became a very big black snake and cut bite on that tree. And any moment that tree was finished, everything became like ashes. Then Kashyap took his bag and took his something, medicines, and he
next.
And some water was given there, and he made that medicine. And with mantra he threw out that his medicine on the root of that tree, which was like ashes. Very soon, a sprout came. At once it became a very big tree. In a moment it became, with so many leaves as it was before, so fruits and everything, birds were there and everything. He wondered, "Oh, you are a very wonderful person. You may save him. But why you are going to there? Perhaps for some money, I am giving you so much gold. You should be satisfied and return to your home." He said, no, I cannot never return. Please keep it with you." Then he gave him double what he has first given. It was so sufficient for him that some water came from his mouth and he took it and returned. From that very day, in India, mantra and medicine disappeared that he was cheating. And he is selling his mantra and aushadhi, medicine. So from that day, very day, very little part of that mantra and aushadhi are in India. Even today, they can do, but not like before. That person, black person came, he became in a very little snake, and he entered in a flower, which was taken out to this, that place, by any gardener. And he entered in that flower. And when it was given to Parikshit Maharaj, at once he became big and became a very poisonous snake, and he at once bit him. But before this, he took his heart, his senses, mind here, and from here he took it to in the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. And after that, the snake bite empty life, this body only, and it was at once became like ashes. So he could not touch Parikshit Maharaj. There is a example. So you should tell, then I will. You know that devotees like Parikshit Maharaj are transcendental. Especially he has played in the womb of in the laps of Krishna. And he was brought up by Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthir and Draupadi. So high class of devotees. They were not sadhak. They were all siddha, transcendental association of Krishna. Even Prahlad Maharaj was not dead. By taking poison, he was given so much poison, but he could not die. Why Parikshit will die? If Prahlad Maharaj was not dead by taking poison, how he will die? He never died. There is a story, not a story, but actual thing given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that also Krishna was not suited by any hunter. In some Purans it is written, in Mahabharata it is written, that a hunter suited Krishna and Krishna dead. Krishna was dead. And funeral ceremony was there. How you will reconcile all these things? In Srimad Bhagavat, it has told that Krishna went with his shape, with all Brajavasi, Srimati Radhika and all, to Goloka Vrindavan. He is still in Vrindavan, never dead. So Parikshit Maharaj cannot be die by biting of snake, he will never. So there are something which Yogmaya does, that general person saw that Krishna was suited and he did that. But actually Brahma, Shankara and all demigods and all devotees, they saw that Krishna is going with his all associates to Goloka Vrindavan. So Yogmaya, so did false. So, Parikshit Maharaj never died. He went straight in Goloka Vrindavan. But some general people who have no bhakti, they saw that serpent bite her. But before that, he went quickly with his same body to Goloka Vrindavan. And he, like Sanatana Goswami said, that he have a shape of gopi. And in the shape of gopi, he went there in Golok Vrindavan, in the service of Radha Krishna conjugal. So there was no date at all. It was simply shown by like miracle.
Magic,
like magic.
Stage acting.
It has shown by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that once there was a magic person, magician. He has a very beautiful wife, young wife, and two children of 8 and 9 years old. Very beautiful and smart and very bold. They came to king, and they prayed that, "We want to show you some magic." King ordered, "Yes, okay." His whole counselors were there, his wife, children, and everywhere there. And he did so many magics. One magic like this: a rope was given on the bamboo, and his wife climbed up on that rope and began to dance with so many vessels on her head, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a bamboo on her hands, and dancing, coming, going, and dancing like this and that. King and his wife became so happy. Very good magic. When she came down, queen herself took her very valuable
necklace
and gave it to that lady. Two boys were standing there. "Mother, give me this. Give me this." Both were quarreling and taking forcibly, like. Mother took off, and in the middle she was keeping, and they were quarreling to take. But both were
same powerful,
strong, so they were doing
pulling each other.
And in the meantime, one boy took his sword from his pocket, like case, and another also. And at the same time, he took the head of that, and he took the head of both, fell down, and their head was cut out. Mother came weeping, "Oh, my two sons have lost." She took at once the sword and cut off her neck. And father came, "Oh, my two children and my wife has killed. So how I can do?" And he took the one sword and cut off. Four were dead. All were crying, "What has become?" All were weeping and crying. Anyhow, what to do? After that, dead body was removed from there. All went, but queen was so worried, and king was so worried. Next day, letter came to them. "My king, I am not dead. I am not dead. We saw a magic to you. Only, if you have no belief, then come to our house. My house is very nearer to your house, and you will see us there." Then they became very wonderful that how it became. "We saw that he is dead. Four were dead there." They became in wonder and they went there. When they reached there in their chariots, they saw that that young lady and his husband both are smiling, and their sons are also smiling, and that necklace was in the head of
neck of
that young lady, and all with a very big garland they were welcoming the king and queen and asked that, where is our prize? What you gave for first scene? But what we did in last, you could not give anything. So we want something. So if a magician can do it, have you seen B.C. Roy from India? Very famous.
B.C.
Sarkar. Once in Calcutta, all the big journals of India, at that time British government was there. So all very big Viceroy and governors of so many places and generals were gathered there. In their assembly, P.C. Sarkar told that, I will come and play some magic. All were waiting. The time was at 4, just 4 he will come and show. But he made late, 10 minutes. 1 hour he was late. And they were very angry. They wanted to punish him, that if he will come, we will punish him at first. So they are so angry. After 1 hour, taking some betel nets in mouth, and smiling so much, and he entered the room, hall. All asked him, why you made late? We will punish you. My master, why you are so angry? See, what is the time?
Your
watch, you should see all. They saw that it was just 4. No late, nothing. So if a magician can do it, and the magician of magician of magician of magician, the master of Jogmaya, which in a second he can make whole world, lakhs and lakhs in universe of, even what to tell a man how to do anything. Lakhs and lakhs in universe he can. So Jogmaya can do anything. So Krishna was not suit. And this Parikshit Maharaj was not to face any death. A serpent cannot touch him because he is eternal and he is transcendental associates of Krishna. That vajan was given to Prahlad Maharaj. And he easily
digested it.
Very easily. You know Hanuman. That cannot come to Hanuman. His associates of Ram. Parikshit is more than that. And himself Krishna, how he can be died? How he can be suited? Never he can be. If by suiting or giving poison anyone is dead, then he is not a pure devotee, not a so high class of devotee, realized. We have heard that Hiranyakaspu wanted to kill Prahlad Maharaj by his whole four force, by elephants, by drowning him in ocean, throwing him from hills, keeping him in fire, but he was killed. But we see that Jesus Christ was hanged on death, cross. He died. He was pure devotee, and he's any messenger of God. What it is told? Messenger. Son of God.
Messenger.
But yet he was dead, Vishi. But there may be false. He may not have died. If he is pure devotee, he may not die because he is transcendental. How a transcendental person, a fire, a poison, or shooting can touch? Never. And if he is put to death, then he is not so realized soul, not liberated. So if Prahlad Maharaj cannot be killed, if even 500 years before Mirabai, it was given so much poison, he could not date. Then how Krishna will die? Never. I also saw in Mathura, once a magician, same magician came in Mathura about 40 years before. I saw that there was a big gathering and his son was there. A big gathering, he cut his head off his son, himself, and put in a box. And very big, big locks was given by magistrate and superintendent of police, all were there. He told that you should keep locks. And they locked it. And the key was with superintendent of police and district magistrate. About 40,000 of persons were there. He called that, "Oh, my son, come on, come on, come on." And that his son, coming from very distant, far distance, and entering the crowd, "Oh, father, father, I'm coming, coming, coming," and he just appeared there. Locke was there. But he came. He really could not cut the head of his son. But all were seeing, so all seeing is false. City magistrate and district magistrate, and all were there. They opened the box and they saw that no one is there. Actually, it was false. So why this Maya cannot do? And more than Maya, Jog Maya, he can show anything. So Krishna never died. Any associates of Krishna, like Parikshit Maharaj, cannot die. Never. So it was only the miracle of Mahamaya or Jogmaya. So Parikshit Maharaj went straight after hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is more than amrita, nectar. A man who will take nectar, he will never die. And Srimad Bhagavat more is than this swargiya amrita, heavenly nectar, more than that. Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kabhiriditam kalmashapaham shavanamangalam shimadatatam bhuvi gridantite bhurida jana. Tava katha amritam, your name and pastimes are more than nectar. Anyone serving or serving this nectar, nam amritam, nam or pastimes of, he can never die, never die. Everywhere in Srimad Bhagavat, if anyone practicing bhakti yoga, even in third class, he can conquer death, misery, sorrow, birth and death, everything. How Parikshit Maharaj can die? So, you should know that Krishna was not suited, Parikshit Maharaj was not dead by this poison. Before this, he went to Golok Vrindavan with his that body, and he went to Golok Vrindavan for the service of conjugal. So when the serpent was coming and Parikshit Sukadeva Goswami went from that council, Uttaram Devi, the mother of Parikshit Maharaj, he told Parikshit Maharaj, "My dear son, I heard Srimad Bhagavatam by the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. Really, he is very learned person and realized soul. But I am woman. I have not so much intelligence. What is Vedanta and what is Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, I don't know all these things. Please tell the summary and sub and substance of Srimad Bhagavat you heard. But tell that in such a way that I can understand and follow. But in very short. Parikshit Maharaj told, now I'm going to die. Very little time is there. But your question is so sweet, so powerful, that I cannot sit idle. I wanted to take my mind to the lotus feet of Krishna. But I think it will be more better that I will tell some pastimes of sweet pastimes of Krishna. No? So I want to answer. So he began to answer. This is the platform of this Srimad Bhagavatamrita. So try to understand that in even Srimad Bhagavat has been written by the cause of some rishis like Durvasa and all others. They were sometime assembled in Dwarka and they were telling and hearing Harikatha. Some a very beautiful son of Krishna. His friends decorated him like a very young lady. And he became almost like a lady, very young. They put something on her stomach and she was looking like a pregnant woman that he has some womb in his. And they went to Rishi. And they were joking him that, oh Rishi, they newly married this wife and she wants to know that in her womb there is baby, their son or daughter. And they were joking. Like nowadays in India also, so many jokes, sadhus and devotees. Like that Mohammedans used to kill Haridas Thakur, that he is Dhongi. Dhongi means?
Imitator.
Hana?
Imposter.
Pretender. Imposter. But at last they saw that, oh, he is Jindapi, he is some goddess. So, they were joking to rishis. Narada and all were there. When they made excess joke, then Durvasa told, oh, you want to know whether son is there or daughter is there? Nothing of this, but only
iron pestle.
Yes, iron pestle.
Pestle.
No, is there. And by this, your whole family will be
ruined.
They went from there and saw that, oh, they took their cover and saw that a very big iron here and some wooden, and it was there. They were very much feared. They went to at once Ugrasen Maharaj and told, what to do now? They were fearing from Krishna, so they did not went to Krishna. So they went to. He at once took and burnt that wood and remaining iron, it was rubbed and it was make dust like that. And something which was not rubbed, a very little like arrow point. He took all in a vessel and told them, go very deep in ocean, very, and there you should float. But she, with his webs, returned to shore. And the dust became a very big, dense forest of
grass.
Grass was like sword. His lips were like sword. And at that point, a fish took it. And when the fish was in the net of any fisherman, and when he was
cut it,
then that came. And that pointed iron was taken in the arrow. After some time, all Jadvanshi were seeing that, oh, so many signals of bad things are coming. They told to Krishna, and Krishna told that we should go to
Prabhakshetra,
and we should give some donations, and we should take bath in sea, then it may subside. They went, and they took bath. They began to do so much donations here and there. And after that, they took some marine, madhu, like wine, madhu. And they began to fight each other, and at last all were finished there. Only Baldev Prabhu went from there in a shape of snake, white snake. And Krishna was there. But what was this? They were fighting and each other cutting. It was of Yogamaya. Nothing was there. Only to show those persons who have no bhakti. This was a mesmerism of Yogamaya. Nothing was there. It was quite false. So, sometimes Yogamaya makes it to cheat the persons who have no bhakti. Yogamaya has two works. To help devotees to meet Krishna and to serve Krishna. And in other shape, in Mahamaya shape, he gives so much punishment to the persons that don't serve Krishna and chant and remember Krishna. So there is one Maya only. Sometimes he becomes Yogamaya and sometimes he plays like
Mahamaya.
For us he is Mahamaya. And for devotees too, she is
Yogamaya.
So this is all the play of Krishna. So we should try to understand all these things and then read Srimad Bhagavatam or any book and try to go deep that we can know all these things. Have a very strong faith that we are not this physical body. We are part and parcels of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is always in Ananda, Satchidananda he is. So the part, Jeev, is also consists Ananda, Satchidananda. He is a very eternal body in this body. We are not this body, but we are in this body now. Jivere Saupai Nitya Krishna Das. All living entity are their eternal servant of Krishna by their Swarup. Swarup means? Original form.
Constitutional position.
They are eternal servant of Krishna. But we should also know that we have not come down from Golok Vrindavan. We have come from Tathasya Shakti, from Karnadishai Vishnu. No? Anyone going there by so much hard process, and if he returns, then it means that bhakti has no value. Jadgatvana nivartante taddham paramamama. Once engaged in service of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, he will never return. But he can come with Krishna to play some role and to teach some here in this world. But he will not be bound by Maya to come here. No birth and death. So, now we'll have to adopt the process to be happy forever. By other methods, by karma, yoga, by science, by other things, methods that new world scientists are doing so much effort to be happy, but they will never be happy. We saw Hitler, Napoleon Bonaparte. We have seen Hiranyakashipu. We have seen Raman, a kingdom of only golden kingdom. All the houses were of golden. And he has not only one son, he has 1 lakh son and 125 lakhs of grandsons. So beautiful wife, so qualified everything. He was expert in science, that what he will tell, it will be. No use of computering, any system. Only he will wish and Pushpak Viman will come. And he will be at once taking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lakhs of passengers in that. No any machine, nothing.
No pilot,
no nothing is needed. Sometimes school, sometimes war. So at that time, so science was there. But he was killed in a day. Hiranyakashipu, in a moment. So we should try to choose the path of devotion very easily, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Have a relation with Krishna, a friend, or we are mother, father, and Krishna is like son, or he is my beloved like gopis. We'll have to come in this process and chant Harinam. And very soon, quickly, we will keep your feet on the head of death, birth and death and sorrow and suffering, and we will be happy forever. There is no process. In this book, it has been explained so well. Goswami met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag, on the bank of Ganges and Jamuna were meeting. And for 7 days, he taught all these things to Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami ordered that, go to Vrindavan. You should write bhakti books. How bhakti is done? What is bhakti? And you should discover where is Vrindavan, what pastimes of places were here and there. But they have become turned into very big forest. So no one was knowing that where is Vrindavan, where is Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. And he should establish Vaishnava Sadachar. And also, you should discover some deities established by Vajranath, like Govind, Gopinath and Madan Mohan. After that, he came to Vrindavan. And he began to think about his teachings, how to do all these things. And he at once, by bhakti, in his heart, he realized all these things. And what he then he is doing? He is doing first pranam of his Ishtadev. Who is his Ishtadev? himself Krishna, taking the beauty and mood of Srimati Radhika, Krishna himself. He came in the shape of Gaur Chandra, Sachinandan Gaur Hari. Why he came? He came to distribute among the persons Unnata Ujjala Bhakti Sriyam and to taste the three things of his own shape, beauty and sweet things. Aradhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrishodhi Shlok. And to give some sprinkle, something of Unnata Ujjala Rasa Bhakti. Anarpita Charing Chirat Karunayavati. But he did it all by the through Harinam Sankirtan. This Nam Sankirtan was so powerful that it was not like other Kalis who are past. Only in a day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in Brahma one day, he gives this prem through Harinam Sankirtan because he is so merciful, because he is so rasik. Rasik Shekhar Krishna Parama Karun Ei Dui Hetu Lilar Udgam. Because he is so rasik, he wanted to test the rush how Srimati Radhika has love and affection for Krishna, how she is testing Krishna in separation and meeting. So he took that. So he is more merciful than Krishna and Radha, because combined mercy is there. So we have hope that if he will take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will give so much mercy to us that in very short time, we can realize all these things and we can make successful our life. So he is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jayati nija padabja prema dana avatarnam vivida madhurimabdhi kopi kaisura gandhi gata paramadda santam jasya chaitanya rupad anubhava padabab tam prema gaupesu nityam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take the mood of Srimati Radhika. And he was leaping, lamenting, rolling on the earth. Oh Krishna, where you are? Where you are? Where you are? Tears coming like Ganges and Jamunas. Sometimes they become in Gambhira on the coast of sea like Kurma, tortoise. Sometimes a very weak shape like ghost. Anyone cannot imagine the mode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It has not written in Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere what became the mood of Srimati Radhika when he was feeling so much separation when Krishna went to Mathura and to Dwarka. Same mood was that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always weeping, lamenting like so. So his all sattvic vikar, ashta sattvic, and full esteem, fullest. Sometimes it used to be like dead body. Sometimes one wonderful moves were there. So he is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you should come in my heart that I can really and fully I can give my thoughts what I have realized in my samadhi, in trance, I can write. Then he prayed, Radhika Pranam. After that, Jayati Jayati Vrindavan Name Tan Murari Priyatamati Sad Swant Vaikunth Vasat Ramesha Sadaka Palen Jatra Gopi Sait Madhur Venu Vardhan. Where Krishna, taking his float, having some peacock feather here, threefold, very beautiful face, a smiling, playing on floor, sometimes with corner of his eyes, crooked eyes, is seeing towards Srimati Radhika. With cows surrounded by lakhs and lakhs, cows and lakhs friends. Varaha pidam natavarabapu karnayo karnikaram bibhradavasah kanaka kapisam vajayanti shamana randhana venuradhar sudhaya purayan gopa brindai brindarannam shapadaramanam pavishat gita tirti. Having a very beautiful yellow flower here, like matwala, young boys, very, very beautiful, and mast mala. What mast mala?
No ill stuff.
So, lovely.
Carefree.
Like boys in India, they take their, their hairs here, there, and go. Like that. Very beautiful. His clothes like thunderbolt. And his face like new these clouds giving water, just like very beautiful. And lakhs his cowbirds were there. And they go, oh, kanai, kanai jai ho, teri jai ho. Like this, playing all. And gopis are looking from corner or from windows, from groves, and they are doing aarti of Krishna by their loving eyes. And Krishna is accepting. When Krishna saw towards Srimati Radhika, floor fell down. His Pitambar fell down. He was trembling Krishna. And at once he began to shake and to go on the ground. But Madhvangal was there. Oh, what are you doing? Your father is here, mother is here. Then Krishna was the Krishna is going and we're dancing with all the gopis. This Vrindavan, I do pranam to this Vrindavan. Vrindavan himself, Krishna. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesh Tanya Taddhama Vrindavan, like this. So he is doing pranam to Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? Krishna himself. Krishna can never give up Vrindavan. And he cannot play his flute in other places, in Mathura and Dwarka and anywhere. Never. Here he is the son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. So Krishna, beautiful Vrindavan. When Krishna took his birth in Vrindavan, Jayati Tedhikam Janmana Braja Swarayate Indira Swaswadatrahi Daita Drishatam Dikshutavaka Vaidhrita Sava Twang Vichinmate. When Krishna took birthplace from the womb of Yashoda, Vrindavan was so decorated, so beautiful, marvelous. Himself Lakshmi, the wife of Narayan, came in Vrindavan and began to bloom here there. He planted so many beautiful flowers. Jamuna was so much decorated, lotus flowers everywhere, and bees hammering everywhere. They were taking madhu from one flower to one flower and became mad all day. And Krishna is the same. And he is taking madhu from all the gopis and he became mad. So I am doing pranam to this Vrindavan. Jayati Vrindavan me tan murari. Where Krishna always playing with all the gopis and cowherd and the cows. very beautiful land, eternal land, this land is. Then he is telling, Jamuna Pranam. Jamuna is not a river, but a current of Prem Madhu, Madhu Prem, Gopi Prem. Some kajal from the gopi's eyes came out and she became like this. Or Krishna always being in her eyes, and so Jamuna became black. So Jamuna, water is not water. What is this? More than nectar. Itself Krishna Prem is. If anyone remember Jamuna, meditate, or he will take bath in Jamuna, he will be like that. Then you should not go there. If you want to be happy in this world with your father, mother and children's wife and husband, don't go to Vrindavan. If you are going anyhow, but don't go to that ghat, Keshi ghat. And anyhow, by unluckily you reach there. But remember one thing, you should not go in the temple of Govinda. You can do parikrama from outside, don't enter. And if you will enter, what will be? You will forget your wife, husband, children and everyone. And you will be like mad and always, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, where Krishna? Street beggar we will be. So I am doing pranam to that very Jamuna. She is Vishakha, not anything else. Vishakha has come in the shape of Jamuna to serve Radha, Krishna, conjugal and all there. He became Kalindi in Dwarka. Dwarka. Manifestation of this Vishakha or Jamuna there. So Jamuna is not mother. Jamuna, don't tell Jamuna mother. What?
Jamuna Devi.
Jamuna Devi. Jamuna Maharani. Wife of Krishna. Not wife, but beloved of Krishna. A Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. You can tell only Yashoda Maiya. Rohini Maiya. Not anyone else. Not Jamuna. Or Tulasi, Vrindamaya, don't. Otherwise they may angry be. Jamuna Devi, Vrinda Devi, Vrinda Maharani, like this all. Then?
Jamuna Pranam Bula Di.
Who gave translation?
Oh, yes. I forgot. Oh, Yusuf. They are waiting all.
Sanatana Goswami.
Is praying to Govardhan. Govardhano jait sail kuladhurajo gopi gabhi udito, like this. He is doing pranam to Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti is not only sentiment of mind or heart or anything. She is also transcendental bhakti. Srimati Radhika, actually, Swarup Shakti, there are three modes of Swarup Shakti. That is of Radhika. Here, Ananda, Sambit and Ananda. Sambit and Hladini mixing together. The sum and substance of that is called Shuddha Sattva. Always in the associates of Vrindavan, of Krishna. It descends in any hearts, then it is called bhakti. So, he is doing pranam. So, I will explain tomorrow in the morning class how he is doing pranam to Govardhan and Namdev. Jayati jayati nama nanda rupam murare Biramitanija dharma dhyana puja dijatna. Kathamapi sukridatam muktidang praninang jat paramamritamekam jivanam bhushanam me. later, I will explain tomorrow. Because doctor has told me not to speak so much, otherwise some problem may come. I wanted to explain so much in a day, 2, 3, 4 hours, but excuse me, so wait till tomorrow. More and more sweet pastimes of Krishna and all this will come, which add your bhakti. Bhakti is not exercise of body or mind or anything, or of tongue. If bhakti will come itself mercifully in our heart, then we can realize, otherwise not. She will see, oh, now he is qualified for bhakti. Then he will appear in our tongue, in our all senses, and it will be like tadatma, then we will realize. Otherwise, cannot realize what is bhakti. So, we are doing pranam in the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami, that he has mercifully gave this book to preach and to hear, and thus making and giving his mercy to all. Gaur Pramananda.